This room, originally a rear bedchamber, highlights the importance of the maritime trade to the economic life of New Hampshire's only seaport since its founding in 1623. The deep and fast-flowing Piscataqua River provides access to the world through its connection to the sea in one direction, and in the other, to New Hampshire's interior through Great Bay and its many tributaries. In the 17th and 18th centuries, cod fishing, the mass trade, and shipbuilding were key elements in the colonial seaport's prosperity. The Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, established by the federal government in 1800, began to make submarines during World War I and continues its vital work today through overhauling, repairing, and refueling atomic submarines. Portsmouth's deep draft harbor also remains an active working port, as tankers still bring in oil, salt, and many other products. The river is also home to smaller lobstering and fishing companies and excursion boats, as well as many private pleasure boats. Objects on view here include several ship models, including a model of a gundalow. Learn more about this important local workhorse vessel in our collections corner below. Over in the cases are an assortment of maritime materials. One of the objects in this case is a wooden surveyor's compass made by John Trundy of Portsmouth, sometime between about 1830 and 1850. The paper card it houses contains a so-called mariner's compass with points indicating the cardinal directions and places in between to assist surveyors, and also mariners, in their work. This design has been adapted for the Historical Society's logo. Further to the right, on the top shelf, is Scrimshaw. Scrimshaws were engravings done on pieces of bone, casks, or ivory, often created by sailors at sea in the 19th century. This type of folk art is widely prized today. This example was created about 1860, is decorated with three images on each side. One side has a vase of flowers at the top with a figure of a dancing girl at center, and a girl balancing on a ball at the bottom. You can stay in this room and learn more about the role of the Navy Yard in our second collections corner, also included below. Once you are finished in the maritime room, go back out into the hallway and then down to the right to the front bedroom.